You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back, Dr. AJ Goel. We've been talking about Boswellia. What are some of the exciting results of your own research with Boswellia?
So we have done several studies, and we have multiple other projects on the way. So one of the studies we have done is on colon cancer, where we have shown that when Boswellia was actually in that study, it was combined, it was given to colon cancer cells, and we could see that just by treating colon cancer cells for anywhere between 12 hours to 2 or 3 days, we can see that some of these tumor suppressor genes, which I told you that they are the brakes for your tumor cell growth, we saw that some of these genes which were not functioning because they were in a sleep mode, they go into a slumber mode, which allows the cancer cells to continue to grow. So as soon as we treated colon cancer cells with Boswellia, we noticed that all of these genes became active. And as soon as they became active, these cancer cells begin to die because that's the job of these genes to continue to reduce the growth of these cells. So we have shown this study that Boswellia alone was very, very effective in colon cancer. In another study, we have used Boswellia together with another very potent anti-inflammatory, which I'm sure most of the people on the radio show know, is curcumin, which comes from turmeric. So we have combined curcumin and Boswellia together, and when given to colon cancer cells, we actually saw that this was unbelievable combination because curcumin is a very, very potent COX-1 and COX-2 inhibitor, while, like I said before, Boswellia is a 5-LOX inhibitor. So what that means is it's a perfect storm in a way that you can combat, you can reduce inflammation triggered by COX pathway and the LOX pathway. So when you bring these two compounds together, inflammation was completely shut down. And as a result, the combination of these two compounds was extremely potent in killing colon cancer cells. And we also compared the effect of this with the conventional chemotherapy, which is given to colon cancer patients, which is 5-fluorouracil or 5-FU. And what we showed that in animals, when we give 5-FU, or we gave the combination of Boswellia and curcumin, actually the combination of these two botanicals was several fold more potent than even conventional chemotherapy. So what that tells us that these two very naturally occurring, very safe, very inexpensive, potent anti-inflammatories are a lot more effective in killing colon cancer cells compared to the toxic, very expensive chemotherapy.
Dr. Goel, does Boswellia need to be especially prepared in order to be useful? Can you just use the resin? Can you use essential oil? How would we use it?
Yes. So I think that's a very important question. So one of the first things which is very important is not all boswellic acids or Boswellia are same. Boswellia is a combination of many, many different boswellic acids. So there are many different constituents, and one of the most important constituents in Boswellia is, we call it ACBA, which is AKBA or acetyl 11 keto beta boswellic acid. So ACBA is very, very important because ACBA is a true anti-inflammatory. But boswellic acid, when you take from the Boswellia serrata, it also has another boswellic acid, which is called beta boswellic acid, which is actually pro-inflammatory. So what you want in a Boswellia extract is you want to take extract which is enriched for ACPA, at least more than 10%, and it should be very low in beta boswellic acid. So that's very, very important that you take a product which is standardized, which should have very low amounts of beta-boswellic acids, but very high amounts of ACBA. So you can take capsules, you can take a powder of boswellic acids one way, but the second is, yes, you can use frankincense oils. They are equally effective, and you can use it for different purposes. You can either use capsules or oils, but they both work very, very effective.
So using essential oil of frankincense topically, does that have the same benefit?
Depending upon what condition we are talking about. So if you're giving it to cancer patients, probably I would suggest using it in the extract form and using it as capsules. But if you're using for, let's say, joint pains, or if you're using for asthma and all that, so then you can rub it on the skin and use it as oil.
Okay. Dr. Goel, where do you see Boswellia research going in the future? Is it going to be something that's going to be really used with all cancer therapies, or?
Well, I believe so. I think it's a matter of time once we have additional data and the way the interest of the scientific community is going. I believe that in the coming years, we're going to see a lot more scientific data coming out on Boswellia, that people are using it more and more in mainstream cancer research. A lot of interest in looking at Boswellia in patients with asthma, arthritis. You know, I mentioned irritable bowel disease, IBS, very, very important disease where it has been seen to be very, very effective. Joint pains, memory improvement, cognitive functions, so forth. So I think all of these things, I think in the last 5 to 10 years, there's so many additional studies been done scientifically, and I think these studies are going to become the platform for the next set of studies, probably which are going to come out in the next 5 to 10 years. And once we have that data, and mostly from the clinical trials, I think this is going to become a mainstream alternative remedy, which can be used on its own, or possibly where I feel it's going to have the biggest use is as an adjunct to conventional treatment. So I think most of the patients I know, they will continue doing what they're doing, but once they start taking Boswellia along with their traditional treatment, with time, over time, they will give up their modern treatment but will stay on with these drugs.
If we'd like our allopathic doctor to know more about blending the Boswellia with the chemotherapy, where can we send our doctor?
Sorry, can you rephrase it?
Where can we send our doctors for information on using Boswellia with the cancer therapies today?
Oh, there's tons of online resources. If somebody looks up Boswellia and cancer, when I Google these things, I mean, I see hundreds and hundreds of articles. I've published many articles. There are several online resources for this.
But as a physician, you're going to want to see papers.
Sorry,
can you hear me? As a physician, like getting your physician to look into Boswellia as an adjunct to other cancer therapies, what would be the best way for them to see it in a clinical setting?
I think in a clinical setting, the best resource would be National Institutes of Health's website, which basically lists all the scientific studies, which is PubMed. So if somebody goes to PubMed.org, and you put the word Boswellia and cancer, you will see, any physician can see for themselves that there are hundreds and hundreds of studies now on Boswellia by itself in combination with conventional chemotherapies, which is a validated scientific peer-reviewed search engine for looking up all these studies.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap up this interview. Is there anything else you'd like to share with those listening to the radio today?
No, so I think the take-home message from this conversation is that Boswellia is extremely safe. It is very, very potent anti-inflammatory, and I think people, especially cancer patients or family members who feel that they are at risk for getting cancer because cancer runs in their families, I would strongly urge that people should take care of their health. They should take charge of their health by being proactive and start taking some of these supplements before cancer strikes. I think it is up to us to be more proactive and begin using these anti-inflammatory treatments because they're extremely safe, they're very inexpensive, and they help us in the long run.
Okay. Well, Dr. Goel, thank you very much for being on our Health First radio show today and telling us all about Boswellia serrata.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Enjoy it.
Okay, good. Thank you to our producer, Alan Wishart, and to stations across the country who air the Health First program. May your week be healthy and happy.